Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Dun da da da, dun da da da. This is where I'm supposed to play the theme music, but my music isn't working. Welcome to another adventure of Brilliant Ideas Radio. I'm Brilliant. That was Laurie who said, "Uh-oh," and I believe we actually have the Wine Czar, the Dark Side Czar, with us too. I think Brian, are you there?
If I'm here only if I don't have to listen to you sing.
Dun da da!
Yay!
Dun da da!
Welcome!
Oh yes, I'm having.
New York.
We don't care about New York. I'm having technical difficulties here. Hang on one second here. Don't talk, Brian. I'm literally, my screen keeps going blank. Something's wrong with my shockwave. Does anyone out there know how to fix a shockwave problem? Plug-in issues, you know, Brian?
We can't say that kind of stuff on the air.
Anyway, I thought you weren't going to be on, Brian.
Well, you know, I just flew home.
This magic carpet.
Just so I can annoy you and be on the show.
Well, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad everyone's here. And the first thing I want to talk about tonight is the fish that we just ate. Thank you to our neighbor.
Oh,
Laurie and I
God.
Were sitting out front. We were drinking wine, eating Cheetos. And by the way, Cheetos and Shiraz, it's a great pairing, Ron, in case any of your clients ask you. But we were sitting out there having Cheetos and Shiraz, and we were saying, what are we going to do for dinner? And up pulls our neighbors in their boat, and they had some striper fish. So we had striper for dinner. And Laurie, was it good?
Of course, it's always
la,
amazing.
La, 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 la. Oh.
But I don't know, Mary texted me and showed me what hers looked like, what hers and Dave's, how she was cooking it on a griddle. It looked like they used panko, and they put it on a griddle. It looked amazing. So, oh my gosh, look, it's fresh fish. They pull
oh
up in
God.
Their boat. And we're sitting out there having our wine. I mean, life is good. It's a simple, amazing life, magical here, and we couldn't ask for more better neighbors than Mary and Dave.
Yeah, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
First of all, I actually have a compliment. It's the first time I've seen a decent picture from you.
I tried.
Now the question is, what are those black things in the back of the picture?
Black things in the
back
of the picture. What picture? You mean the one
dark.
On the plate? On the plate or in the background?
On the plate or in the background?
No. On the fish. There's some dark stuff. What is that?
Bacon.
The bacon is going across the fish.
Yeah.
I can
the
see
skin?
The bacon.
Oh, it's the skin. It's the striper. Those black things are the stripes on the skin. That's the skin of the fish, you ding dong.
That doesn't look like any skin to me. And here's the question.
Yeah.
Can you make anything without using your bacon crutch?
No, and I've got a story to tell you guys about bacon that is it's unbelievable. And I had three people send me this article, so we got to talk about it here shortly, speaking of bacon. But no, I use bacon on lots of things, and to me, it's a what would I call it?
A staple.
Yes.
It's a staple.
And it enhances it. It's not a crunch. It's an enhancement. It enhances the meal. I'm telling you, people don't use bacon the way they should. They just think it's supposed to be fried in the pan, but there's so many things you can do with bacon. But we'll get into that shortly.
It was Brian's suggestion to put it on the fish, so there you go.
It was.
No,
that's right, Brian.
The whole porkies. Or whatever they were that you had.
They were perch,
not porkies. But the whole perch, not to bacon wrap a filet.
Oh, just take a piece of bacon and wrap it around your mouth and go sit in the corner anyway.
Whatever. I'm so
all right, Laurie,
bacon.
Laurie wants to do something tonight that's new to our radio show. By the way, before I forget, if anybody wants to call in and make any comment, what do you mean you do?
Oh, geez.
If anybody wants to call in and comment along the way, you're welcome to at 714-242-5272 if you would like to yell at Brian about anything, because he usually says things that make people yell. You're welcome to call in. So, Laurie, what did you want to do now?
Well, before I even do that, I have to do something else. I have got to say to my amazing godchild and nephew, Max, Aunt Lori loves you. Happy birthday. He celebrates his 21st birthday tomorrow. And on the same day, our very dear friend, Gina Martina Zacadules, our foodie wine lover, she has an amazing blog. She celebrates her birthday tomorrow, too. So two wonderful people who are near and dear to my heart celebrate tomorrow. Happy birthday, Scorpio. And my birthday is coming up, too.
And I know the other hand. My crazy bitch sister, Gina.
Yeah.
Also birthday today.
That's right. I got to go on Facebook and wish her a happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday to everybody. Everybody was born on October 24th and 25th and 26th. Happy birthday. My mother was on the 24th. Why don't we just have a little birthday show? Hi, I feel like romper room. I see Mommy, I see Max, I see Gina.
Gina? And Gina, the two Ginas?
We're digressing.
All right, can we do this tasting thing you want to do, Laurie?
Yes, I will be bringing in something in a moment. I have to put my phone down or we'll have an echo. So I will be off the air for a second and I will bring something to you. So hang
on. While she's doing that...
wait a second. How do I get to taste this? I don't get to taste it.
You don't. You just have to use your imagination and listen to my description. I'll let her explain.
I guess what I'll do is I'll just hang up and call back later.
She's going to have to go back to her microphone. Okay, she's handing it to me now. And this right now, I will tell you, I don't have confidence that I'm going to like this. But go ahead, go back to your station. you can tell them what we're doing here. She has this. She made something while I was traveling, and she says that it's just wonderful. And I'll wait till she gets back here. I'm looking at it.
But you know what? She loves everything you make, so you have to love what she makes.
That's true. It's orange and it's milky. And it's cold.
I'm back.
And she's back, and she can tell you what she just handed to me.
Okay, it's kind of dessert. I was craving something sweet the other day. Well, really, it was traveling, and we had that community party, so we never drink soda. But we had soda for everybody, you know, people who, you know, wanted a little bit of something. So we brought some Orange Crush, and I thought to myself, I'm going to take the orange soda and put half and half in it and kind of like chop ice with it and make a creamsicle, and it was so good. So he's like making this face.
I know, Brian.
You're losing me.
Let me tell you.
He has to taste it on the air.
I've never been a person who's big on milk products in your soda. I never like what do you call those things? Floats, right?
Ice cream floats.
I just something about the texture, something about the whole milk and the soda, but I'm going to try it. She says it tastes like a creamsicle. So we got orange crush.
Okay. It sounds like a creamsicle.
Orange Crush, and we've got half and half, and here we go.
And a little bit of vanilla extract.
Ah, okay.
Give it a minute.
Okay. It tastes like a melted creamsicle. I'll give you that.
See? I told you.
Lori?
It's just like a melted creamsicle. Yes?
While you were off getting it, I told him that he has to like it since you love everything that he makes for you. So if he gives you any hell, just send me a private message and I'll come and beat him up.
Lori, I would say it's okay, but it doesn't go well with Shiraz Cheetos and Rockfish that's wrapped in bacon.
But it's a dessert drink. It's a little dessert drink afterwards. It probably goes good with your cigar you're having right now. Tell people you're having a cigar.
Yes.
You guys ever had one of those? You have one of those like rushes where you just like kind of go. Blah, blah, blah. That's what I just did.
No, it tastes like a melted creamsicle. Exactly.
A melted creamsicle. So anyway, if anybody wants to try it out, get you some Orange Crush, put you some half and half in it, and ice. What do? Put ice in it and just kind of stir it up.
Yeah, kind of like crushed it a little bit, and then a little bit of vanilla extract I added to it too.
Okay. It's delicious.
I love it. And you know what? Do it with root beer, too. As long as you have half and half, do it with any soda. A root beer. Yeah. Tastes like a root beer float.
It's
the spot.
Are we done?
I don't know what it is about that milk products and Coke, any kind of soft drink. It's just...
I'm with you. You know what? I never liked ice cream floats. I'm totally with you on that. It's just, I have the same issue with it. Now, so...
Anyway, all right, let's go. I got to go real quick to two bacon stories because three people sent me this article. And have you heard about the new Pop-Tarts? Which I think this is pretty cool, actually. I don't know why they never thought of this to begin with a long, long time ago. But have you heard about the new bacon maple Pop-Tarts?
No way.
Do tell.
No way.
I'm so excited.
Do tell.
Yeah, I'm so excited too. Yeah, I'm with Brian. We don't need Pop-Tarts, so we wouldn't know.
Do tell. Well, if my computer was working, I could tell you. But basically, Kellogg's is introducing, I think they're going to be available. I can't read it. The computer's not working. I think they're going to be available in December. But what it is, it's maple bacon on the inside, and then they have what's called crunchettes. You know where they have the icing and then they put like those little speckle things
little
on the outside?
Things, yes.
Well, they're actually got little bacon, like bacon bits sprinkled into the icing, and it's got maple and bacon flavor on the inside, and it's going to be introduced. I guess it's a big hit. They've also got a lemonade one, too, they're coming out with that sounds totally gross. But anyway, maple bacon Pop-Tarts to clog grocery stores and your arteries. In the aisles in December.
Yeah.
Anyway, I can't open the story, but that's the gist of it. Look in your local supermarket in December, and you'll be able to get these wonderful maple bacon Pop-Tarts. Now, the next story, it's got to open. This is crazy. You've heard of the World Health Organization, right, Brian?
Yes.
Okay. Laurie, have you heard of the World Health Organization?
Yes. We've all heard of that, yes.
Well, the World Health Organization.
Ideas Help Organization.
Well, I'm trying to buy time here. That's why I'm asking a stupid question so while the computer opens. But the World Health Organization, who basically is the world nanny of the world, doesn't even make any sense. But they're the ones who are supposed to tell us what's good for us and what's not good for us. Well, guess where this is going? They're now claiming as of tomorrow, this is a big story, as of tomorrow, bacon and other processed meats are going to be considered carcinogen. And they will declare that bacon and all these processed meats, including hot dogs, sausages, luncheon meat, bacon, are carcinogen and as bad for you as cigarettes.
No.
I have an idea.
What?
I have an idea. I'll bring white gloves so there are no fingerprints. I'll grab your gun, and I'll shoot you now so you don't have to worry about dying from bacon. At least you'll go out happy.
I can't. I mean, this is ridiculous. And even if the article would come up, I'd read you some of the details. But they did this study, and there's 10 scientists who came up with this conclusion that is totally bogus. And, of course, the bacon industry and the processed meat industries are all going nuts. But they're going to have to be warning labels on bacon, sausage, all these different things. Even they're even classifying rib meat as being, and I love this technical term, probably causes cancer. Now, what in the heck does that
probably.
Mean? Probably causes cancer.
Wait, I want to know, is the Food Babe's name somewhere in
science? Oh, it's got to be.
Somewhere on this article.
You know. You know she's associated with this crap somewhere. I'm telling you, remember it was just like 3 or 4 months ago, I read the article about all the benefits of bacon and how good it was for you and how wonderful it was. It makes you live longer. And then I posted a picture of a lady who lived to be, what was 100 and, she's still alive, 116, Laurie, and she eats bacon every day.
Mm-hmm.
Now the World Health Organization is going to tell all of us that bacon is killing us and is as bad for you as cigarettes. And I can't, the freaking article won't come up here, but basically that's the gist of it. I'll post it on Facebook. What?
It's like the incredible edible egg, and then it wasn't incredible anymore, and then it wasn't incredible, then it wasn't incredible. They just go back and forth, and processed meats are not great for you. We know that. But bacon, there's been too many other articles saying that it is good for you, so... moderation, people, right?
I'll tell you. Well, what I was just about to say is, you know what? Thank God I'm not obsessed with anything, and I'm just going to do whatever I damn please for the rest of my life.
Exactly. Here, here.
You are obsessed with wine, though. Well, no, you know what?
No,
you're actually
not.
You're not.
What? I am not obsessed with wine. It's my livelihood, but I'm not obsessed with it.
That's true.
You know, I love beer. I love whiskey. I love scotch. I love to eat. I'm not obsessed with wine. People wonder why I'm not like, you know, this wino who's constantly drinking, going out and partying and drinking wine 24/7. I'm not obsessed with it.
No, not at all.
Well,
like you said, it's your business, but.
It's my job.
Well, yo, keep in mind, too, one minute wine is good for you, and next minute it's not. The last thing I read was, I think that it's not good for you again, where it was just recently good for you. And who knows?
Well,
these people.
Two glasses are good, 5 glasses are not.
Well, that'd be like a quarter of a pound of bacon is good, a whole pound is probably not.
Well, I mean, you do the 2 glasses, you still probably coherent. You do the 5 glasses, then you probably run off the road somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
No, and speaking of roads, I got a bone to pick with you, Miss New Jersey.
Uh-oh.
Well, it's not your fault, but tell me why New Jersey has all these stupid little turnabout things, and you can't make a left-hand turn anywhere without going into a little turnabout thing.
In New Jersey?
Yes.
I don't know.
Major little sub-roads.
Just stay on 95. Keep going.
No. We already had this argument. You know, I get off the highway. Actually, I took 295 going up. I get off the highway because GPS.
Because he wants to save $3.80 on a toll, that's why.
No, no, it's more like $20. It's more like $20 to go as far as I'm going from the beginning.
Oh.
But the point is, I get off 295 to go to a diner, and I'm on this other road. GPS is sending me. I'm looking. Oh, no, we wanted to get gas. Then the Wawa's on the other side of the street and have to make a left-hand turn. But there are no left-hand turns anywhere.
I don't have any idea what he's talking about. Where is he driving?
No, I don't know. Where is he talking about?
Where are you driving?
Route 73? Like down...
Any of the numbered roads you drive on, well, I mean, maybe not in your neighborhood, but Route 1, they're all like that. You have
now
to
how,
get,
take,
you
I have
to
a question.
Go off to the right and make a little turnabout so that you're on the cross street so that you could now make a left-hand turn or go
hey,
back
look,
the other way.
Look, when you got
way.
There, though,
they're
the good thing
like
was when
U-turns.
You got there, they pumped your gas, right?
What?
They pumped your gas in New Jersey.
There, they pumped your
how
gas.
Do we? Hey, how do we make this into
oh,
a
yeah,
food
you
story?
Have to,
did,
well,
did
you can't. Yeah, you can't touch the gas pump in New Jersey.
Make this a food
you know.
Story. So, did you go to Wawa and buy any food?
Well, yeah, we actually did buy food, but actually, I had. Have you eaten bison, Mr.
Yes,
Caveman?
Yes, I have many times.
Okay, I love bison. And we stayed in a hotel on Long Island, and there's a diner called the Carl Place Diner in Garden City, and it's a great diner, unbelievable diner, and they had a bison burger on the menu. Like, wow! And the guy and the server said to me, he says, "How do you want it cooked? Do you want it medium, medium rare, well done?" I'm like, "You can do it medium rare." And he said, "Yeah, we'll do it," and. It was incredible. I love bison.
Brian.
You know, and, you
Brian.
Know, we go to diners every time we go up to New York because it's the only place we can get diners. It's New Jersey,
Brian.
New York.
True.
What?
Are you trying to buffalo us?
Yes. And that was a terrible joke.
That was a terrible joke. All right, my computer's not working, but anyway, back to the bacon story. They're going to come out and they're going to put bacon on the list of bad for you, along with the same things as cigarettes, asbestos, and bacon now. So, whatever.
Wow.
All right. Asbestos. Laurie, did you have a story? Because I got nothing.
I have a question. I
yeah.
have a
Go
question.
Ahead.
I want to know what God's name is a double butter burger.
Oh, well, that's one of my things I want to talk about, but Laurie wanted to say something first. So can I go to the double butter burger?
Of course you can. Oh, I'm going to tell you no. Oh, no, you can't.
Well, I just didn't want to get you upset because I know you spend hours upon hours upon hours preparing for the show with your stories.
Yeah, right. For like 2 seconds.
Wait, I just got off the road, so you know I didn't prepare anything.
And we all can tell. We can tell. Anyway, Culver's Restaurant are in Wisconsin. This past week I was in Chicago, I was in Indianapolis, I was in Milwaukee, I was in Detroit, I was everywhere. But anyway, on the road they have a fast food restaurant called Culver's, and they're all over Wisconsin. And they have frozen, what, not yogurt, what is
custard?
It? Custard. They have,
custard?
Yeah, they have frozen custard, and they also have what are called butter burgers. And if you've never had a butter burger, folks, you got to have a butter burger. They're actually ground beef that are grilled, I guess, in butter on the grill, and then they butter the actual roll. I had a double. They have single, doubles, and triples, kind of like Wendy's. Very, very good. Reminded me of the way my grandmother used to cook the burgers. They're very crispy on the outside because I guess the butter makes them that way. And then if you're ever in Wisconsin, check out all along the interstate, 94, Culver's in just about every stop. And the place was packed, by the way, too, completely packed. So that was a double butter burger. And it turns out, Brian, it only has 560 calories.
Oh, I was thinking with all that fat, it's gotta fit into that article about the bacon being, you know, being as bad to you as cigarettes.
Mm.
Yep, it only had 560 calories, which surprised me. I looked it up online today just to see, because I told Laurie I thought it's gonna probably be like 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
But no,
so what are
really
they,
good.
Do they cook
so.
Them on a flat top?
Yep. Yep.
Mean butter. Yeah, yeah.
I
guess I've seen that in other places, but I never, you know, I never knew they called it a butter burger. You know.
Well, that's what they call it there.
I'd
they,
love to have one of those.
It's a registered trademark, butter burger for Culver's. So, that was the butter burger story. And Laurie, you start your story. I have no idea what this computer's doing right now. It keeps saying your plug-in Shockwave Flash isn't responding. Please
uh-oh.
Stop your plug-in. So if I disappear, just you guys. Keep talking, because
Well, thank God.
I know. I have no studio. I'm assuming we're on. You guys can hear me, so I assume the world can hear us. But go ahead with your story, Laurie. I'm going to play with the computer for a moment.
Okay, we'll find out later when we replay the show whether it's on or not.
Just the three of us. Okay, the birth of
Tell
life.
Tell me a story, Laurie. I want to hear a story.
I want to hear a story. The birth of sliced bread. For centuries, people had been eating bread, which was sold as whole loaves of bread. But a gentleman named Otto Rohwedder, who was from Iowa and was born from German immigrants, heard a complaint that slicing bread was burdensome. So he thought, what if there was a machine that could slice the bread? So voila, in 1916, he sold his jewelry business and he built the first prototype. But the problem was to maintain freshness because the sliced bread didn't preserve as well as whole bread. So in 1917, a fire consumed the prototype and all his blueprints, but he never gave up. So in 1927, he built a better bread slicing machine, and it was seen with praise, but then, of course, it showed little interest when it came to the time to sell it because the size of the machine was 5 feet wide by 3 feet high, and it was seen as too bulky and cumbersome and complex for daily bread production. So desperate. Listen to this one though. They talk a bit weird about, you know, timing and stuff.
No, I'm just thinking of the joke I'm gonna say when you're done. Go ahead.
Oh no.
I'm thinking of the same thing probably.
I think this is pretty cool. Desperate. He asked one of his friends, Frank Bench, who was almost bankrupt. He was a banker who was almost bankrupt, if he could buy it. And then on July 7th of 1928, the first loaf of sliced bread was sold. It was a huge success. Within 2 weeks, the sales of Bench's bread increased by 2,000%. The guy was on the verge of bankruptcy. I just love this story. Okay, and then in the late 1930s, Continental Baking Company...
Wait. He was almost bankrupt because he wasn't making enough bread. Go ahead.
That was not the joke I was thinking of.
No, I know what joke you're thinking, the same one I'm thinking, but we got to wait till she's finished.
I'm not thinking of anything with jokes. So, okay, so in the late 1930s, Continental Baking Company used Rohwedder's machine to build an entire business around slicing bread. Their product was called Wonder Bread. And it popularized the sliced bread to the maximum. So by 1933, almost every reputable bakery had one of Rohwedder's bread slicing machines, and it also wrapped the loaves with paper. So 80% of Americans' bread was sliced. Rohwedder thus became the inventor who created the first bread slicing machine for commercial use.
Are you done?
Grill?
So there we are. That's why we have sliced bread.
Shall I, or would you like to?
You can do it because it's too easy.
Okay, so Laurie,
what's he going to say? Yes,
Laurie. The question is, what does this have to do with the price of sliced bread?
When you
make a comment about something and people say, so what does that have to do with the price of bread?
No, it has to do. No, he messed the joke up, Laurie. That's not what the saying is. The saying is that is as cool as since sliced bread.
Oh, that's
well,
the saying, right?
No. See, I know that one too. But you know, it's like you read a bizarre story, and I'm like, and people will say, so what does this have to do with the cost of bread, or what does that have to do with the cost of milk?
Like going around a traffic circle. What does that have to do with the price of bread? Right.
Circle. Like going in the little turnabouts to get to the other side of the road in New Jersey. Good Lord.
By the way, guys, I have no clue whether we're even on the air. So, folks, if you're still hearing us, that's great. I have a blank screen, and if I hit the stop button.
I wonder why you have a blank screen.
I don't know. I think I had too much stuff on my screen when the show started. Anyway.
I'll click on the link and see if it runs.
Don't.
So.
Anyway. Laurie, did you have any more stories? Because my screen is blank and my brain is blank, so I got nothing.
Oh, I got nothing.
Yeah, we're on the air. Yes,
yay!
We're on the air.
All right, we're on the air. Good.
Brian, do you have anything? Because I have more stories, but do you have anything you want to?
Well, I found another one of those, you know, the next 14 restaurants that, you know, that their stock is going up and everything. And it was from Forbes magazine, and the article started with the next Chipotle, ?
Oh.
14 fastest growing restaurant stocks.
Really?
And
tell.
Some of these places I haven't even heard of. Have you ever heard of Jamba? Well, Jamba Juice, I think I have.
Yes, Jamba Juice is in California.
Yeah.
Is that a coffee place?
No,
they make health juices and stuff.
Yeah, smoothies.
Right?
Smoothie crap, like the stuff that vegans eat.
Okay,
right.
And is that a restaurant or is that like a drink?
No,
it's like an ice cream parlor type style, but it's
tough, yeah.
Then they do smoothies. My niece is real into it. I think the younger children are real into that, younger kids.
Let me give you an example, Brian, of a Jamba Juice. You go in there, and the big moving item there is a wheatgrass smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they serve.
Okay. All right, so the next one is called El Poco Loco.
Yes, that's in
that's
California also. It's chicken. Oh, my God, it's got the greatest chicken in the world. Yes, I've eaten it those many times.
You know what's funny?
I've
said it's got the greatest chicken in the world. I'm looking at the picture, and it says El Poco Loco, and it says new fish tacos. So I guess they have fish now.
Yeah,
that was number 13. Right. Let's see what number 12 is, Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
Cracker
Barrel.
I'm not impressed with them.
No, we like.
See, Brian, Mari doesn't like Cracker Barrel. Like, I don't like milk products in my soda.
Okay.
I'm telling you, when I see his glass, it's going to be empty. I guarantee it'll be empty.
No, it's not.
Who's?
More for me.
Who knows Papa Murphy's?
Oh, that's that pizza place, isn't it?
Well, it
Why
is a pizza place, but...
to me? Papa
but,
Murphy,
I
that
mean,
sounds familiar.
Where
yeah,
is
he's
it? Yeah,
he's John's cousin, Papa John, Papa Murphy.
I mean, this article's not even telling you where Papa Murphy's is.
I've never seen one,
okay,
but I read that in an article before. There is another pizza joint. Isn't that the one where you make it and take it home? Is that the one, or is that a different one?
I don't know. It's, like I said, they're not giving you any information. The next one is Sonic. And I still haven't been to Sonic.
I've been to Sonic.
I still haven't.
It's a drive-in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you park and then someone comes out from the little building and brings the food and collects you money and everything. And the next one is Popeyes. Number 9 is Popeyes.
Are you kidding?
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Oh, but wait,
I would not
buy
stock in them. I'm sorry. I just wouldn't.
Popeyes was number 9, and I happen to like Popeyes chicken. You know I like it a lot better than KFC. Guess what's number 8?
KFC.
No. Bojangles. So you have the
really?
Two Cajun fast food places, 9 and 8. Okay, number 7. Never heard of this one. Diversified restaurant? Good Lord.
No,
that's very diversified.
No, diversified is a group that owns like whoever it is. Are you sure you're reading that right?
Yeah, that was what came up. Diversified. Oh, wait. Now, when I clicked on it, it now shows me a picture of Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, there you go. I knew that. And which Buffalo Wild Wings I do like. They're pretty cool.
All right, you're gonna like the next one too.
Who?
Our favorite Jack in the Box. Number 6.
I love Jack in the Box. I haven't been to
I don't
one
even
of them
know where there
forever.
Is one.
There's a couple in Jersey, but they used to whack the head off so they got rid of the guy. But you just pull up now, you know, and you have the Jack in the Box. I mean, that'd be like our midnight snack when we were kids. We called it Jack and Box.
Do you know Do you know, actually, the traffic on Route 1 was incredible. We had no problem getting home. And I never realized that there were about, I think there were four White Castles that we saw on Route 1. I only remember the one way up where we get onto Route 1 from the tunnel. But there are four White Castles.
Did you
so,
wave to them? Did you wave
hey,
to them?
Hey, Brian, were they in a roundabout? Were they on a roundabout or a straight part of the road?
No. Actually, they were on the correct side of the road, so I didn't have to go into the... In that roundabout, it was a turnabout, or what they called a U-turn.
Okay.
And you have to go off the road and all the way down and then cross on to the other crossroad, and it's just stupid. All right, number six is Jack in the Box. What's number five? Number five, Good Times Restaurant. I never heard of them.
Yeah, Good Time Burgers.
Yeah.
I think they're out in Denver or Colorado, out that way, I believe.
Burgers and frozen custard.
Yeah. They're kind of like cultures.
Frozen custard.
Oh, God, this is a place I've never been because it's an adult Chuck E. Cheese. And you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
What's the adult?
Oh, I know. Dave and Oscars or whatever, or something like that.
Dave and Buster's,
who?
Yeah.
Buster's,
they have all
yeah,
the
there
games,
you go.
You know, but it's like an adult Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah, that's number four. I have never
What's
been
that?
To
what?
Dave and
Can
Buster's.
Can you spell that? What's it, Buster's? Like
Dave
US,
and
like
Buster's.
Buster
Brown?
Dave
yeah, I've been
and
there.
Buster's. B-U-S-T-E-R.
They have like the modern Pac-Man games, and they actually had go-karts at the one I went to.
Yeah, they have the skee ball and, you know, and all that stuff and all the arcade games. But it's more for adults because they have beer and they have a bigger menu, and, you know, and it's not a place that you see.
And I'm telling
I
you,
mean,
enough,
although I've seen, you know.
There's nothing
sure
like giving adults a whole bunch of beer and putting them in go-karts either.
There you go.
All right. So wait, the article, remember I said the article was next Chipotle ?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what number three is? Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Why are they
yeah,
even in the article if they're saying the next Chipotle?
Well, maybe.
Because they tend to
maybe
there's, all in the
maybe there's another one.
All,
wait.
You know,
shouldn't they give someone else a chance?
Yeah, well, maybe it's another one. Did they spell it the same way? Because they spell it weird anyway.
No, they spell it like it should be spelled. Chipotle.
By the way, their stock took a big hit last week. I don't know if you still own yours, but they took a giant hit because their
sales
are
weak. Yeah, I know. We've been following it. Don't worry. I know all about this stock. Now the next one.
I figured you did.
Again, when we've seen this on other articles like this, and they're not all over the place. So they're judging this based on the few restaurants that are in the location where they are. Shake Shack.
I saw one for the first time in Indianapolis. I've never eaten at one, but they're supposed to be good.
Yeah, but they're not all over the place like a place like Chipotle. So if they're making, you know, 10%, you know, or come on, open up the next one. They're number two. Why isn't it moving? Come on. I think
no,
I got your
computer. Because your shockwave is broke.
Yeah, you infected my shockwave.
Hey, by the way, I've got my screen back, too. That's good news because the show's got 5 minutes and 50 seconds, so I've got a screen again.
Well,
but
anyway,
I bet I know number one.
I can't get past. You've infected my computer.
I think it's a weird one that you wouldn't expect. I think it's Domino's,
oh.
Isn't it?
Wait, hang on.
Hey, everybody's just waiting bated breath right now.
Yep, it's Domino's Pizza.
Yep, told you.
Is it really? How did you know that?
Yep, because I read this article before.
Oh, boy.
Because I sent it to him, Laurie.
All right.
Read it.
Boy.
We got 5 minutes. Nobody called in, I guess. If they did, I wouldn't know anyway.
I was hoping I was hoping our good friend Randy would have, you know, taken my place tonight.
Yeah, I thought he was going to.
I offered it up to him.
He said you're irreplaceable, and he's right.
That was very nice of him, considering my radio partner, the caveman, could care
the next
less
time,
than Randy.
The next time you get stuck on a roundabout, we'll have Randy fill in for you. How about that?
That was a problem. I was stuck. I was stuck on a roundabout.
Well,
hey, can I plug my books?
Of course, you always do.
At the Dorchester Library in Cambridge, December 2nd, Wednesday, 10:30 to 11.
Yay!
Yay!
And the website.
The very first launching, huh?
Yeah, the very first launching. And the site will be up this week, so you can go to myhappybooks.com and buy Laurie's books, please, please, please. And it comes with a read-along CD, and they're really great. Real quick, Laurie, we got 3 minutes, so make a 2 minute of it. But tell everybody about the little girl who couldn't choose
which books
she wanted.
Oh my gosh! I said I don't need the critics to talk about my books. I have the best critics are the children, because they're the ones who are looking at it and reading it and saying the cutest things. And I'm at the library. Thank God the libraries are buying my books. That's my dream. The libraries, preschool, and reading to the, you know, to the kids in kindergarten, like K through, I guess, like fifth grade or fourth grade. But she looks at all the books, and her grandmother is a librarian who just bought the books. And she goes, okay, I'll buy you a book. Pick out one you want. So she lays them on the table, on the desk table, and she lays on top of them, Grandma, I want them all. They're so pretty. And they're pink. Oh, my God, it was so cute. And so she opens the book, and real quick, one of my pictures is of Grillion and Ron, of course, you're in there, and they're flying over the Washington Capitol. And Grill's little boy, he's got his sunglasses on, and she says, I bet I know exactly what this boy is thinking. And she's pointing to Grillion, and I said, what? I'm really cool with my sunglasses on.
Oh, God, is she wrong.
Hey, real quick, Laurie, tell what she said. You needed to do another book, and why did you need to do another book?
Oh, because after I get married in one of the books, she wants me to have a boyfriend who likes popcorn.
Wait a second. That would be me then, because I'm the popcorn addict.
Well, there you go.
You guys are more potato chips, so.
All right, on that note, we got to go. We got 1 minute, 40 seconds, and thank you, everybody, for joining us on another Crazy Grillion Ideas radio show. We'll be back next Sunday. Brian will be on a roundabout. Laurie will be selling books, and I'll be lost on the computer. But join us again next Sunday, and I'll close out the show with Laurie's song from her book that she did with Dixie Still. I want to be happy. And by the way, if you haven't noticed, that's right. Congratulations. I forgot about that. Holly and Matt got married of Dixie Still this past weekend.
Yeah.
So congratulations to them.
Congrats.
Yeah. Cool, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we got to go. See you guys next week. I want to be happy. Hope everyone out there is happy. We'll see you next Sunday.
See you on the roundabout.
Bye-bye.
Till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we are mirth giving. Why can't I give some to you?
I'm in the sun.
come to you. When skies are gray and you say you are blue, I'll send the sun smiling through. I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too.